Hi there. The word for you today is, what's good for the goose? In Matthew 6:26, Jesus said, look at the birds in the sky. You know, with geese, their relationship truly is, till death do us part. They take it seriously. They're fully committed. When the ravages of time or circumstances make it impossible for a bird to continue the trip, and it begins to lose altitude or fails to keep abreast of the formation, the geigle provide comfort, nurture, and protection. Two strong geese leave the formation, flying with the, quote, patient safely between them, find a sheltered location with food and water, and make a home for the needy bird. And they'll stay with their ward till it either recovers or dies before joining another formation. For them, everything goes on hold to care for that other bird. What an example of Christ-like relationship and self-sacrificing love. 1 Corinthians 12:24-26, Paul writes, and I quote, God has combined the members of the body, that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. You know, in today's culture, we discount and marginalize the needy, including those no longer functioning as they once did. But God demands that we, quote, have equal concern for each other, especially with those suffering. If a gaggle of birds can do that for each other, Jesus asks, Matthew 6:26, aren't you worth more than the birds of the air? One of the two greatest commandments, by the way, that is commandments, not suggestions, that Christ gave us is Mark 12:31. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater, he said. When word circulates that we love each other this way, do you know what? They'll beat down the doors of the church to get in.